You know, for the true Christian, there may be times where you experience rejection. That's right. Rejection from the world, rejection maybe from your friends, or even rejection from your own family. Why? Because of your faith in Jesus Christ. Because you choose to follow the Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thank you for joining us today. And if you have your Bible, I'd like to turn to the Gospel according to Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Jesus said this, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." If you desire to follow God, if you desire to serve the Lord, there must be something we need to do. What is that? Well, we must deny ourselves. Deny our self-will. In other words, don't follow your plan, your agenda, your future. No, God has a purpose and a plan, an agenda, and a future mapped out for you. God's plan is always good. It's good to be in the will of God, isn't it? To follow the Lord for your life. Many times we try to do our own thing, but God wants us to surrender ourselves to His will, to His purpose, and His plan. So therefore, what do? Well, if we want to follow Christ, there must be a denying of self. But also, there is this, picking up your cross and following Him. So what does it mean, or what does it involve for a Christian to pick up their cross? Well, number one, it means this, or it could mean a life of rejection. That's right, because not everybody's going to love you. Not everybody is going to agree with your faith. Not everybody's going to support you. You know what? Friends may reject you. Maybe you've experienced that yourself. Maybe coworkers have rejected you. Neighbors might reject you. Yes, and even your own family may reject you for your faith. Oh yes, my friend, there are people, Christians, that have been rejected by their own flesh and blood because of their faith to follow and their choice to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian may experience times of rejection from their own flesh and blood. There will be those who will rise against you in opposition because of your faith. You know, I think of a young man by the name of Joseph. Joseph went through a very difficult time in his life, but although it was hard, we know this, that God was with him. Praise the Lord. If God be for you, then who can be against you? Many times we associate hard and difficult times with God's wrath or anger coming hard down upon us. But this is not the case with Joseph, not at all. Yes, my friend, Joseph was rejected by his own brothers, but he was not rejected by God. You may experience, and maybe you're experiencing it right now, rejection by your own family, rejection by the world because of your faith. But my friend, you will not be rejected by God because of your faith in Jesus Christ. My friend, you will even have so-called Christian brothers and sisters rise up against you. It could be because of this, your close and intimate relationship with Jesus. You know, there is a religious jealousy that rises up in the hearts of people, and it could be those even in your own church or fellowship. In other words, they feel convicted themselves. So instead of repenting and getting things right before God, what do? Well, they take it out on you. They rise up against you. You know, there was a jealousy within the circle of Joseph's brothers, a jealousy that created what? A bitterness, an envy, and a strife. In fact, it was so terrible that his own brothers thought about killing him, but instead they sold him to the Midianites. Maybe, my friend, you've experienced this rejection in your own heart, your own life, even right now. But know this, you may be rejected by men, but not by God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.